2 years ago this month, the Northwest Jacksonville community of Kenknight Drive experienced flooding from Hurricane Irma unlike any it had ever seen before. And some residents there are worried about the water Hurricane Dorian could bring. Tuesday evening, Alton Gordon is riding around his street in a golf cart checking on his neighbors.
What's up, Don? Well, I know they're going to need some water. And we're still going to need some more sandbags.
In this mostly low-income area with its rows of small townhomes, an entire year post-Irma, some still had tarped roofs and boarded-up windows. And some still need work today. Gordon's home, like many others, flooded several feet, and that day he rescued his neighbors with a rowboat.
And got my children to safety up there. Uh-huh. Then from then on, people was calling for me, so I started just helping all the people that I seen in the yards, and they trying to come through water this high.
He's pointing to his waist.
Yes. Yeah. Nasty water.
What did you do to prepare?
When he got my boat again.
So are you nervous at all?
It makes me sad, more than nervous. It can come and make a mess again. Because all that sludge, that black sludge, oily-like stuff come from that water. It's all in your house. Then you got to cut all the walls out again. Got to take your floor up.
Despite being a mandatory evacuation zone, his neighborhood is packed with residents with hours to go before Dorian's winds are supposed to reach Jacksonville. He says some don't have cars or a place to go. The National Weather Service predicts storm surge in the St. Johns River won't reach the level seen after Hurricane Irma. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.